today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
So this is Karen Benton, and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. The show was created and founded by Colette Stefan, but I have the privilege of hosting it once a month on every Thursday. And it's just become a really fun monthly experience for me. Please stay tuned for the next hour as we explore cutting-edge stories, information, and experiences to assist you in igniting the capacity that lies within your own landscape to resolve life's conflicts and challenges. This happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the airwaves. Podcasts are available for every show on transformationtalkradio.com, truthisfunny.com, and for the shows that I host every third Wednesday of the month, you can find them at karenbenton.com. The work we explore in these shows is intended to enliven within each listener their own capacity to create and experience transformation. Repeated listening is a powerful gateway for change. So I invite you to check out those podcasts. We invite you to call in live with comments, questions, or shares, 1-800-930-2819. Together, we can transform life's conflicts and challenges into possibilities and potentials with ease and fun. I am really excited about my guest today, who happens to be someone who's from the local area that I live in. Her engaging presence is making a huge impact, both locally, nationally, and internationally. But what I find super cool and inspiring is her background. Cheryl is a background, are you ready for this? As a litigator, corporate litigator, nonetheless, and a investment banker. She has a degree in economics from the University of Michigan and a law degree from NYU School of Law. Her most challenging but most rewarding job yet is also mother of three. The fast-paced and high-stress life in the corporate world and as a busy parent led her to look for ways to slow down, find more peace each day, and be more present with her life. Today, she's one of the leading experts on mindfulness in Westchester County, as well as expanding her gifts and the information she has to share throughout to the world through many online venues. And here we are together on the radio. I'm so excited. Cheryl Brous, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Karen. I'm super happy to be here. I'm a big fan of yours. So what a pleasure to be talking to you today.
Funny how we might live near each other, but this is the place we come. Speaking of the stressed out, busy world, this is where we can make time to come together virtually online.
So true. That's how life is these days. Exactly.
So my goal in doing this show is one, to speak to people that I find inspiring, in particular to support igniting in other people that little spark of inspiration that might invite them to, you know, leap into a path that they feel is not possible to them, or even open up windows of opportunity in their lives to just kind of get out of that drone of life that sometimes can be the story we're seeing, that things are too much. I don't know what to do. I can't make change in my life. And one of the things I find so inspiring is people who, you know, make direct changes, you know, in the middle of their lives. Yeah. And go from, you know, one outlook and one, you know, approach to really a 360 turnaround. Although the reality is that when you get right down to it, everything is kind of the same, just in a different set of clothing. But please tell us about your story, you know, your background. What led you to become a corporate lawyer? You know, like, let's start off with that, right? Because we've got teenagers out there making those decisions. And, you know, tell us about, you know, how you got there and then how you made the changes.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a strange path, probably an unusual path to being a mindfulness and meditation teacher, I know. But of course, as I reflect backwards, it makes perfect sense from this perspective and really led me perfectly to where I am, which as I think that's how the universe works. So I'm exactly where I meant to be. But yeah, it was quite the journey. I think just to give you a sense of who I am, I was sort of always one of those really hardworking kids, overachiever, needed to get good grades, get into a good college, get a good job. So I was sort of always driven by expectations, both from my own family and from the, you know, community I lived in and the world we live in. And quite frankly, now in, you know, retrospectively, I realized that I wasn't really following my own heart and my own passions. I was really kind of doing what was expected of me, what I thought I should be doing. Every bit of my journey, whether it was in finance on Wall Street, or whether it was in law school, or whether it was in as a corporate litigator in Manhattan, I learned a lot from. I now know that, but I certainly wasn't in a place where I was feeling fulfilled, purposeful. I sort of wasn't listening to my sort of heart through it all. Fast forward to being the mother of three, living in the suburbs. I had stopped working for a while, kind of a jamming on the brakes of a fast-paced life, and felt kind of lost, to be honest with you. I felt a little overwhelmed by sort of the pressures of feeling the need to go back to work and yet wanting to be home with my kids, and really just felt sort of stressed and overwhelmed. And lo and behold, a friend of mine said to me about 15 years ago, "How would you like to take a meditation class?" And, you know, again, perfect timing. I said, of course, I would like to take a meditation class. And I'd always done yoga and, you know, actually more interested in the physical aspect of yoga than understanding the meditative aspect of yoga. And as I took that first meditation class, sort of a light just blinked to like an aha moment and thought, wow, I can show up for my life in a very different way. And I always tell this story how I was sort of home with my three small children at the time. And I had said to my husband, like on a Sunday, I just need you to take the kids out for a little while. I need some peace and quiet. And he, being the awesome human that he is, took them out. And I realized, like, okay, I have the quiet house to myself, and now I have to do all my chores and my emails and my to-do lists. And another aha moment for me was realizing that all that noise that I was trying to escape was not external, it was internal. It was really inside my own head, and I had to find a way to quiet that. And for me, meditation was the key. So then I just started taking classes, and it to me, it resonated so deeply as sort of the truth of how I wanted to show up in this world. And as I learned more about it, I just wanted to share it with whoever would listen. And then decided to start teaching it and training in it. So I've been doing it ever since, and I've been sharing it with hundreds of people, if not thousands at this point. And, you know, the feedback I have received from those that I've been fortunate enough to share it with has been so positive that it just inspires me every day. So that's the synopsis of how I got through that long and winded path to where I am now.
That's amazing. I love, you know, your own personal aha moment of it's actually not what's out there that's creating this internal dialogue. It's happening inside me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which can be a real dramatic moment of realizing, wait, it's my interpretation.
Exactly.
Of how this is showing up that's creating this response.
Yeah.
So go ahead, sorry.
No, you had said, I think in the intro, which I loved, that something about, you know, how we sort of feel stuck. And it really, you know, we are who we are, and we can show up differently for whatever life circumstances are. So I love that about sort of, there is infinite possibility. We don't think there is, but there is sort of infinite potential and possibility.
Yeah.
It's always there. We just have to know how to show up for it. So yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then even like in someone like you, who's a meditator, I would bet that some days you disconnect from the infinite possibility too. Right. And that's really what the practice is about, is, you know, being more freely flowing between the two states. Okay. I'm feeling that old story that says it's not possible. What are my tools? And
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is the practice, right? It's a path. It's not a destination to use a commonly used metaphor, I guess. And it's a constant practice. That's why we call it a meditation practice, because sort of, I like to use the phrase that your life becomes your meditation, and it's an experiment in living, and we learn constantly and we come up with obstacles and challenges, but the practice itself has sort of informed me how we can show up for those challenges in a different way and make space for them and realize that we have all the internal resources we need to face them. So it's pretty life-changing.
Fabulous. Well, believe it or not, we've already hit the intro point at which we can take a break. But what I want to, sort of spark the audience with is when we come back, I want to, meditation is sort of like, I don't know, it's such a broad term nowadays and shows up in so many different expressions for many different people. So I really want to dive into, Cheryl, what meditation is for you and what it means and how it's practiced and what are the pieces that you bring to it and invite your students to bring to it. And in the meantime, this is crazy quick, the first break, but we will be right back with The Truth is Funny. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you. And I believe we actually have a caller on the line that we will get to when we get back after the break as well. Be right back.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Join us, Pina and Laura, on the Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Karen Benton, and I'm a regular guest host for Colette every third Wednesday of the month. My guest today is Cheryl Brouse. Before we continue any further, Cheryl, would you please share your contact information with our audience in case they want to get in contact with you and, you know, experience all the amazing things that you have to offer, which I know is a long, long list. So take the website information and check it out, people.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Karen. Yes, I will share. I have two different websites that I wanted to share with everyone. The first one is www.2B, and then the word presence, present.com. That's my personal website, and it dives into a bit of what I'm doing. I'm on several meditation apps, including one that's very exciting. It's a live meditation, like think Peloton for meditation. I'm on every evening at 9 p.m. So check that out. And then I have a lot of resources and blogging that I do on To Be Present. The other place to reach me is through my meditation studio, which is relatively new in Westchester, in Mamaroneck. It is Pause Westchester, Pause, P-A-U-S-E, Westchester.com. So check us out. We are a physical space now, which is amazing, a place for people to gather and meditate together. There's something really beautiful and powerful about meditating in a group. So we offer classes for adults and kids and teens and workshops. So you can find out all about what we're doing on those two websites. Plus there's contact information. If you have any questions for me directly, you can contact me there.
Fabulous. Great.
Yeah.
So meditation. Well, actually, I love that Peloton for meditation. That just made me crack up.
Isn't that funny?
I love that.
Technology has a lot of, you know, problems, I will say, and it's distracting us and causing us to be less mindful, but we are trying to use it to, to unite people. Why not meditate online live together? So it's been an experiment for the past year or so, but it's really building momentum, and it's a beautiful community of online to meditate really throughout the day. So
and how great. You don't have to leave your house. And I'll be honest, I didn't even know what Peloton was before 2 months ago. So I actually find it really funny because now I do know what it is.
Yes.
And for the audience that may not, you can literally join online live and they can see you, right, Cheryl? Like, you
they
know,
can see me. Yeah. Yes, it's a live.
It's like bringing her into your home to do a meditation at 9 p.m. at night. And there's another, a live community that is brought together. Clearly must be globally. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's amazing. We have people, I've had people from Australia who will meditate with me tomorrow. I always joke that she's meditating with me from tomorrow. People from Argentina, Costa Rica. And it's just very short. It's about a 15-minute guided meditation with different topics every night. And then we have time for Q&A. So people, if they say, I don't get it, what am I doing wrong, or whatever their questions are, we have time for, they type in an answer, I read them out loud and then answer the question. So it's a great, it's called Journey Live, and it's an amazing new meditation app.
Fabulous. So yeah, check that out, people. There's lots of different ways to explore. And that's really what I want to just touch on before we take the first caller is, I don't know if it can be touched on because I think it might require a little bit more than that. But please, could you describe for our audience what is meant by this word meditation?
Yes, it's a great question, and it's hard to be brief, but I will try.
It's like a lifelong purpose. Could you just sum it up in 3 sentences? No, I'm just kidding.
I'll give it a whirl. So basically, you can think of it in two ways, which I think this is helpful for people, and it took me about a year to figure this out. But meditation itself is just a way of sort of intentionally or purposefully focusing your concentration or your awareness. There are lots of different ways to meditate, and there are lots of different purposes for meditating. So it's sort of how you decide to use your focus and attention. Mindfulness meditation is the type of meditation that I teach and that I'm sort of have found most powerful in my life. Although I have explored lots of different types of meditation, including transcendental meditation and other types of meditation. But mindfulness meditation is purposefully and intentionally placing your attention in the present moment on what's actually happening right now in your experience. And doing that with a sense of openness and a sense of sort of open-mindedness. So we can come and be very mindful and present in our experience, and then we can make up a whole bunch of stories about it, how we don't like it, we don't want to be here. Mindfulness is really just experiencing our life as it unfolds in a very open way. And as a result of that, it can really transform how we show up for it. So that's it. That's in a nutshell. I could talk for about 4 more hours, much more in depth, but I hope that gives you a general sense of what mindfulness and meditation are.
And I have a little challenge for you possibly, which I'm sure you get all the time, which is, you know, how it started off for me with is clear my mind. Are you kidding? It's impossible to clear my mind. I think most people think meditating is sitting on a mat and clearing their mind. And it's almost so pervasive. There's this feeling that you're a failure if you can't clear your mind.
Yes. And that's actually, Karen, one of the biggest myths of meditation is that we are sitting quietly and we are not thinking. That is 100% not true. And it's important to get that out there because people sit down and they try it and their mind's busy and they're distracted and it's uncomfortable. And they say, I'm not good at this. I'm out. Right. But the truth is that of course our minds are busy. Of course our minds are thinking. Our minds are meant to create thoughts. It really, what happens when you learn to be mindful and to do practice meditation and mindfulness meditation is you learn to just see your thoughts as just thoughts. They're going to be there, but we have this incredible power to choose how much attention we want to place in those thoughts and how much we want to believe those thoughts. And as you practice this, you start to see these thoughts as just sort of a running narrative. And in fact, you can actually choose to let those thoughts sort of become background. And you can choose to place your attention somewhere else. And as you can imagine, that is such an incredible tool because often our thoughts are not helpful. They're not serving us. They cause stress and anxiety. They're often not actually happening at all. They're often not true. So there's a lot of ways when we explore meditation and in my classes that we actually turn towards our thoughts. We can be mindful of our thoughts and make wise choices as to how much attention and energy we want to place in them. So I love that you brought that up because if you sit down to try meditation and your mind is very busy, you are not doing it wrong. That's important to get out there.
Exactly. I remember, you know, you hear it and then you hear it again and then you hear it again, but it is quite funny how you hear it and then you think, oh, okay. And then it creeps up again. You know, a year later, you're like, oh my God, I can't clear my mind, you know, and it's almost... Yeah. In my experience, an indication that you've started to clear it a little bit more. So you become aware of when it's not cleared almost in a more acute sense. And you begin another layer of removing your reaction to it, right?
Like, absolutely. I mean, that's such a great insight for people is that when, you know, the actual practice of almost getting lost in thought, recognizing, oops, I'm lost in thought. Let me bring my attention back to my breath, for example. That's the golden moment of awareness that, wow, my attention has been sort of led away, astray without my, without intention, without me doing that purposefully. I'm aware of it. And now I make this amazing choice to put my attention where I want it to be. So you're right. I mean, that is awareness. And I know from my own experience, I had a class this morning in my studio and we were talking about this. And some days my mind is busier and some days my mind is quite quiet. And that's just how it goes. But again, with meditation, we can meet those thoughts in a much different way.
Yeah. And even practice being aware of when we're in one or the other, right? Like that's sometimes before you sit down and as you're describing, bring awareness to it. We might not even know we're in that sort of hyper thinking state. And what a gift to just have that awareness to.
Yes.
And then taking classes like yours, giving yourself tools to pull back rather than taking action from that awareness, right? Or
you know,
from that hyper thinking state.
Yeah.
And allowing it to just be,
Yeah, you learn that you have a choice. I mean, most people probably don't recognize that we have this incredible choice and freedom as to where we want to place our attention. And I think a lot of us run around sort of being almost led or dragged around by our minds, by our thoughts, without sort of realizing we can have more control over that. So it is amazing that we can make that choice. And as you mentioned, and in my classes, we note this is when you get lost in thought, you get wrapped up in thought. It's almost like a daydream or like almost like a delusional state. You know, as a very simple example, if you think about maybe taking a shower or driving from one place to the other, you can all imagine and relate to times where you have no recollection of physically what you're doing because your mind has taken you somewhere else. You're completely wrapped up in some thought where you forget that you're driving or you forget that you're showering. And so in some ways, meditation helps us recognize when we're in that state and make a choice to not be in that state, to be where we are, because we miss so much of our life. And quite frankly, we miss so much of joyful moments and being in the presence of people we love, because we're so wrapped up in this sort of story we're telling ourselves, or this sort of mental world, which is not actually happening.
Right. Right. Yeah. Not actually happening. But yet it's not actually happening, but it can cause stress and anxiety in the body, which you mentioned earlier in one of your statements, which I kind of wrote down as a highlight, which we often don't make that connection, right? That our thoughts cause stress and anxiety. Yep. And then guess what? Stress and anxiety is the number one association with just about every illness that's out there, right? Yep. Like, I mean, if you need a reason to start making a practice like this more of a priority, wouldn't that be a cool one?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, I always say the number one stress organ in our body is our minds. And, you know, I say a lot, especially when I'm working with young adults or teens, that I can't take away stressors in your life. There will be difficult and challenging moments, but we can all change the way we face them and we react to them. So understanding, I think, that, you know, our minds are so powerful in how, and you know this, Karen, better than anyone, how they affect our body, our physiology, our neurobiology. You know, the whole stress response is started in the brain and it's survival mechanism. So by being able to sort of properly approach these stressful thoughts so that they don't cause the physiological response in our body that is so harmful and such a lead into disease, that is, you know, invaluable in our own sort of overall health and wellness. Is, I think, you know, we spend so much time focusing. I know I'm older, and we spent so much time focusing on health and wellness in school about how to exercise our bodies and how to eat properly. And we are just now in this, you know, the 21st century, really approaching our mental wellness and understanding how our brains are so key to our own physical well-being and how much more we can exercise our brain for mental wellness. It's, you know, we're just scratching the surface, and it is one big organism that we are part of. And the mind is a key component. And I think meditation is such an amazing tool to not only help us just relax and be less stressed, but to help release all of the symptoms of stress and anxiety that are manifest in our physical well-being.
Right. Right. Yeah. Which is just so beautifully said. Well, I think we should take this caller. We've had her sitting on the line, so I want to really address her, but I understand that they get to listen to what's happening on the show too. So hopefully. A lot of times you get that moment where we've talked to the point where we're ready to, you know, bring in a caller to see what kind of comments or explorations or questions we might have. So Zach, could you bring in the caller for us?
Yes, Ruth from Florida, you are live on The Truth Is Funny.
Hi, Ruth. Welcome to The Truth Is Funny.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
were you able to hear the show when you were on the line?
I am sitting in Florida, believe it or not, at a doctor's office in the waiting room, listening to the entire program, which, of course, Cheryl is superb. Making us understand meditation, which, you know, is a very difficult form of thinking, but she somehow makes it easy to relate to. She's just amazing.
Ah, I love that you're in a doctor's office. having an invitation to change what you're... Yeah, what a great opportunity.
A good place to listen, a good place to meditate. Those are stressful places to be.
Exactly. I'm very, very, I think he's going in, so I may have to actually shut it off.
I'm glad we got you on the show, but would you share with us how meditation helped you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take him in the room, go over paperwork, and it's vital time.
Okay, good.
And then we'll come get you before we put him in.
Oh, okay.
The doctor,
very
okay?
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. She's just taking. Okay. I'm here.
Oh, that's fabulous. Would you share with us what kind of an impact? I mean, would you mind sharing your age and how you use meditation in your life from what you've learned from Cheryl?
Well, my age is 81, and I've had many stresses in my life. Cheryl knows about them. And she's capable of detoxing that stress. One perfect example of that is when my husband was taken to the hospital and he was given a very poor diagnosis. And of course, I was totally stressed out. And she was able to calm me down, which is no easy task. Very, very difficult, especially under those circumstances. So there's a lot to be said for feeling and touching a person and just being that calming instinct around you, which she is able to do. And I don't know how many people can actually say that, but she is amazing in that regard.
So it sounds like you're saying someone who's learned to calm themselves naturally had an ability to help calm you.
That's correct. And it's so important. And she went through a very difficult time with her mom. And I would suggest that her calming presence made her mom's life so much better and so much easier to deal with what she was going through. And that's an art that, you know, not many people can accomplish. And she has been able to do so very successfully.
Well, and I'm going to put it out there that I bet the calmness that you have learned to engage in your own mind, body, and spirit is also rippling out to everyone in your family, probably everyone in that doctor's office that you're with, and the gift that you receive, you continue to give and transfer out to the world at large. So kudos to you for opening yourself to this incredible opportunity to continue to participate in changing the world.
Well, thank you for having her, because she's a light in our life. And
well, mine too. I'm so glad she's in this town I live in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Ruth. Best of luck in your doctor's appointment. And I can't wait to hear more from you in the future on some other time. And as you've changed the world, go.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a
good day. Oh, that was so nice. I mean, I will say, Karen, that, you know, a couple of things about what she said. One is, you know, a lot of times I do teach mindful parenting. And, you know, one of the things that parents ask me is, oh, how do I teach this to my kids? And my response is, you don't need to teach it to a kid. You just have to be mindful yourself. And there is such truth to sort of living by example, role modeling, but also just the calm presence that we can bring to our homes, to our families, to our partners. It makes a big difference. And it is, you know, the sort of the calm energy of that is not to be understated. Sort of how we show up for the people in our lives is huge. So, you know, anybody wanting to share this with someone they love in their lives, the answer is really like practice it yourself. Because that just, it permeates a household, it permeates a family. It really makes a difference. And you know, win-win, you get to benefit from it. And so do all the people around you. So, really beautiful. The other thing I wanted to mention too, that I think is really important to underscore in what Ruth shared is that, you know, one of the things we notice when we first learn to meditate is that it's sometimes quite uncomfortable, right? It's not always, oh, this is just the best. I feel so peaceful. Sometimes, often, it can be like, you know what? This is hard. It's hard to not be distracted. It's hard to invite in relaxation in the body. And I just wanted to put out there, because I want more people to do this. Another myth is that it's always going to feel calming and relaxing. And the beauty of that is that we begin to get much more comfortable with discomfort. Yeah. That's important. It's important to say life isn't always going to be easy. My mind isn't always going to be calm. I have stresses in my life and I can move through that. I'm okay. And even on our little meditation cushion, we learned to do that. And it just struck me because of Ruth's sharing that we've had a lot of, you know, illness or other things that have come up both as a family and for my life. And that's one of the many gifts of this practice, is it helps you meet challenges and discomfort and disease, both dis-ease and disease, with the sense of sort of inner strength and feet on the floor. And like, I can get through this uncomfortable situation. Mm-hmm. And you know, the other last thing I'll say about that is, you can understand all of this and say, that's great, but you need to practice it, because it's much easier to connect to that inner strength and calm when you're not in that type of situation. And then it becomes much more easily accessible when we do face situations that are very stressful or difficult or challenging. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes people say like, oh, I get it, I'll breathe. And when I need it, I'll use it. But when you're in those situations, it's much harder to access. So the practice itself is creating that sort of toolkit that you always have and sort of live in a much calmer state, so that when life hits you, which it will, with challenges, you got this. So yeah. That just reminded me when she was mentioning some of the things that we have gone through as a family, and I've gone through recently with the illness of my own mom, how incredibly helpful and supportive this practice was for me to get through life's most challenging moments.
Yeah. Yeah. And what a gift, kind of tying it back to the teenagers, to, you know, have times where you are overwhelmed and stressed out, but then to have your children having the experience of seeing that and then seeing it change and transform.
Yeah.
Which I think,
amazing.
Yeah, is that it creates that imprint for everyone that change is not only always possible, but it's happening all the time.
Absolutely. Though,
right?
Yeah.
Our mind thinks it's oh gosh, here I go again. And
yeah.
From what I hear you're saying, that we can hold space for that. Oh, thinking that things are wrong or terrible and awful. And then by engaging the tools that are under the umbrella of meditation and mindfulness, we can rewire that response, you know, and really the whole stress response, right, was designed to get us away from the bear when that was the major threat. But what the old nervous system could do more efficiently was get us back to ease and renewing and rejuvenating state. Yeah. Where today's day and age, you know, your iPhone and your computer and the actual mailman who brings other types of bills, and you know, like there's just this constant input of perceived stress.
Yes.
The bear never goes away.
Right. And you know what, Karen, there is no bear half the time. Like, you know, like in the caveman days, like, yeah, there was a bear trying to eat us. Like that was real. Now we have this sort of, you know, this illusory bear that's we're in danger, and oh my yeah. goodness, how am I going to survive when there really is no bear? And so meditation, you know, one of the many gifts is it helps us sort of see more clearly what's really happening, and be able to respond to it appropriately. Because as
you're telling me, the bear will melt in my mind and turn into a flower.
Yes, we have that choice. We have that choice. You know, and sometimes there are real stressors, but we can sort of meet them much differently. I mean, there always are going to be stressors, but we can, you know, I think it was Ringo Starr who was a meditator, and he has this great quote where he says, meditation has helped me make my mountains back into molehills. You know, it's that kind of thing where it's just, right. It helps give us a proper perspective with whatever we're facing, which can be just, you know, it's so important.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And so now we're speaking about sort of ancient times on some level where bears were the primary threat. And discussing about how today's day and age, you know, an onslaught of emails can look like a bear, and a bill can look like a bear, or you know, an illness can look like a bear. But we spoke about, you know, in your bio about ancient wisdom.
Yeah.
So could you share with us how ancient wisdom, you know, informs this modern mindfulness practice that you are promoting and supporting and practicing in your own life and spreading to the whole world?
Yeah, so I'm stunned constantly by this ancient wisdom and how, you know, in 2019, 2020, neuroscience is showing us how sort of correct it is. So when I teach, I really love to combine both ancient practices based in Hinduism, Buddhism, ancient Buddhist philosophy and psychology, And I combine that with modern neuroscience and positive psychology. So, you know, I'll give you one concrete example if this is helpful. But there's a whole concept of in sort of Buddhist psychology of the self. And a lot of times when we practice, we sort of are learning to get out of our own way, to not ruminate so much about woe is me, my problems, and to realize, you know, we're sort of the small I in this great big world. And that's a big part of the practice. Interestingly, there's a lot of modern science that has identified parts of the brain. It's called the default mode network that has to do with self, self-creation, self-reflection. And fascinatingly, they've done some functional MRIs on that area of the brain and found that long-term meditators, that area of the brain is much less reactive. So to me, that was just like this fascinating tidbit about how what we're doing in these ancient practices is being proven in modern science to show that it's actually really healthy. And PS, that default mode network, and a very highly active default mode network, for example, is what you find in someone who suffers from severe depression. So those self-ruminations can be quite detrimental to our mental health. So that's just a concrete example of how these old, thousands of year old practices can be really sort of instrumental in our wellness, and how sort of, you know, I teach using so many of them from all these years of studying them, and sort of they are now being backed up by modern neuroscience. And it's just fascinating.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
So believe it or not, it's time to take another break, but I won't, you know, we're going to come back and speak a little bit more about this ancient wisdom and really open up the floor for anything else Cheryl wants to share with us as for the messages that she would have for a community that could be open to this or is opening to it or might already be open to it and is ready to explore it even more. Thank you so much. And you are listening to The Truth is Funny. Please feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819 and we'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Karen Benton, and I am a regular host on the Truth is Funny radio show. You are on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm speaking with Cheryl Brous, I would almost say master meditator and mindfulness. She's out there in the world spreading the incredible potential and possibilities that lies in our own mind. You need no tools, as far as meaning crystals. You don't need needles. You don't need gadgets. You don't even need a cook. Right? You can do it as our lovely caller showed us in the doctor's office while you're waiting to go to your doctor's appointment and have what has been documented in science to be physiological effects. So we were speaking about ancient wisdom, and in the break, Cheryl and I were talking about just touching a little bit more on that. And then I really wanted to start to explore the value of community, which is the gift that you have given our community, and you're giving the world at large an opportunity to gather in community through your online journey program. Tell us, what is it about that makes it so amazing?
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons that we opened this actual meditation studio in Westchester is that I think, and we've talked a little bit about this, is, you know, it's amazing. We are more connected than ever before with technology. And all the research is showing that people feel lonelier and more isolated than ever before. So, you know, that's important to recognize, not to mention the rise in sort of mental health crises in this country. It struck me that it is incredibly important to physically be together. And even the meditation space, and of course I'm guilty of it myself. People plug into apps, put their headphones on, and they're sort of alone meditating with a recorded voice. Harping back to the ancient meditation world, there's something in Buddhism called the three jewels of meditation, and it is included on those are the teachings themselves, which is sort of this amazing wisdom of how we can show up differently for our lives, for ourselves, for the people around us. There's the teachers themselves. So anyone who's thinking about learning to meditate, it's really important to find a teacher that resonates with you, that you're comfortable with. So that's the second part of the three jewels. But the third part of the three jewels, which gets lost these days, is community. And it is really the sense of connection to other human beings. And if anyone out there has tried meditating in a group, it's just easier. There is an energy to group practice. There is a commitment that we make when we're sitting together, and even sort of a calming energy when people are just sitting and breathing, and a real sense of connection, you know, that we see in our groups here of we're all trying our best. We're all showing up. We all have stuff that we're dealing with. And we can sort of just be for a few minutes to just sit and breathe. And it's really special and beautiful. So in some ways, Karen, that sort of ties together these sort of ancient practices in modern busy world, where I think it is important to take some time to stop, to pause, to settle in. And if we can, to actually practice in a group or a community and share our experiences, because there's a lot of power to that.
Yeah. United intention, right?
In the
community. It's kind of like that, what I say, if you have a tuning fork near a guitar and you're playing the note, any note, the B note, the tuning fork will start to, you know, respond to that same frequency. And so when we meet in community, you know, the science backs it up that we start to resonate on that same frequency. And so then we can tap into and expand that. So what a gift to the community that you created a physical space for people to gather.
Yeah.
To gather for something that in the modern day world we don't always make time for. And you know, you're so eloquent in your speech about the science that backs up this type of practice and the benefits from health to joy to just general tools for navigating the daily up and downs of life.
Yeah.
And then when we were on the break, I went out on a limb and asked Cheryl if she would share, you know, a little meditation with us, give us a little taste of it. And we were so lucky that she said, I would love to. So I'm going to hand it over to Cheryl to do a 2 to 3 minute meditation for this beautiful community here, that we can all tap in together and experience the skills and the wisdom that is flowing through someone who has dedicated their life to this practice and sharing it with the world. So go for it.
Awesome. Thanks, Karen. Yeah. So I'll just take maybe 2 minutes to do a brief guided meditation with you all. If you'll indulge me, it would be amazing to practice this together. I always say in my classes, you can listen to me sort of chatter on about the benefits of this practice, but really the learning is in the doing. And to experience it yourself is really the where all the information really comes from and the connection to the practice. So let's go ahead and try this together. I'm going to ask you, wherever you are listening from, to just take a moment to find a comfortable position, to put down your email or whatever else you might be doing, multitasking. I know we all do it. If you're listening and doing something else, just take just a minute. You can do that to take a break. If you feel comfortable closing your eyes for a minute, you can do that, or you can just sort of stare in front of you. That's an option too. And just see if you can bring your attention into your body for a moment and see if you can feel the connection of your feet with the ground or the floor in whatever position you're in. Just see if you can notice that felt sense of connection with the ground. Kind of amazing sometimes when we just place our attention somewhere like, ah, there are my feet and I can feel the ground. That's amazing. Notice that your feet were always touching the ground or touching something and you didn't even notice. So just by bringing awareness into the body, we can sort of lighten up the sense of experience, this physical sense of experience in our world that we usually are too busy to pay attention to. Then just quickly bring your attention up into your torso and your abdomen and just see if you could take one or two nice, slow, deep breaths. Just notice how when you pay attention, you can consciously breathe. You can notice the expansion in your chest or lungs as you inhale. And then the gentle falling or contraction as you exhale. It's no small thing to know that you're breathing as you're breathing. Just do that one more time and breathe in a sense of openness and spaciousness in your whole body. And take one more big, deep, long, slow exhale and let go. Let go of tension or tightness. Let go of air. Amazing. And if your eyes are closed, you can open your eyes. And just notice that sense of pausing. Notice how perhaps your mind was less busy because you were focusing it just on your body and how taking just a slow, nice, deep breath can help invite in more relaxation. So that's it. That's a very brief guided mindful breathing meditation.
Fabulous. That can be practiced anywhere.
Anywhere, anytime.
Doctor's office, soccer
yes.
game, crew meet, doesn't
exactly.
matter.
Exactly.
When you're running, when you're talking, wherever you might be. And that's the beauty of these tools is they're free and they're always with you. You can't forget your mind.
Yes, you always have that body with you to bring yourself into the present moment. It's always there. So just pay attention to it. It's a beautiful tool.
Fabulous. Cheryl, would you share your contact information one last time?
Sure. So you can reach me at www.tobepresent.com. You can reach me at www.pausewestchester.com, or my email is cheryl@pausewestchester.com. I'm also on Instagram at Cheryl Brouse. And I also have a very nice YouTube channel called To Be Present. And that's full of free resources, guided meditations, all free. So you can subscribe to that as well.
Fabulous. Cheryl, thank you so much for being on the show and taking, you know, an hour out of your busy or not so busy, because you infuse it with meditation. You're one in the same experience in life.
Oh, you're so welcome, Karen. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, what a gift. And I can feel the ease in me just by listening to your voice for those few minutes, and what a gift for the community. As always, it is a pleasure to connect with all of you out there in the audience. Another big thank you to Cheryl, and a thank you to Zach for, you know, the producer, for being on the show. This beautiful Truth is Funny community continues to inspire me with each guest that we have here, which each exploration of possibility and potential. And any closing comments, Cheryl, before we head off?
No, just encourage people. If you're interested, intrigued by mindfulness and meditation, give it a shot. Lots of ways, free resources online. I'm sure there's classes in your community. Come join us at Pause Westchester, or reach out to me if you have any questions. But I just really encourage everyone to find just a few moments of pausing, of reflecting inward, of taking a nice deep breath, and just being more present for your life. It's a beautiful life if we just embrace all of the beauty that's there for us to enjoy every day.
Oh, fabulous. Such wise words. Thank you all. Have a wonderful next week. Colette will be back at the same time. And then next month, I will be back in the month of February. We will be exploring chocolate with its health benefits, and combining chocolate and meditation with our amazing guest, Lisa Reinhart. So I look forward to that, and take care for the next month, and we'll see you soon.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.